Caesar was a great man, but Caesar had his day. In this day of a bad economy, high unemployment, bad government, corrupt executives, we need answers. Do you have questions? Want politicians that care? Want someone to stand up for your rights? Find out what's really going on? I have one man that will do that, and his name is Albert Lewis. The Radio Revolution starts now.
All right, let's get ready. This is the Albert Lewis Radio Show, uncensored. It's talk radio without the rules. Glad you can be with us. Here's a whole new week with whole new episodes. And today, outrage, ladies and gentlemen. Simple outrage. Freddie Mac betting against homeowners. That's like your bank wishing you go broke. And they'll probably help you go broke so that they can win on the other side, huh? Wow. When I saw this story, I said, you know what? This is the story we're going to do today because it is an outrage. How could a mortgage company, backed by the government, by the way, which is owned by taxpayers, by the way, go and bet against you, the homeowner? How could that happen? Wow. And then we're going to talk about life a little bit. You know, what's going on there in life this week? I kind of sort of have that kind of program where, you know, we can just sit down and sit back a little bit. Hey, listen, my email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. Please use that to contact me and any responses that you may have to the radio program. Or if you're looking for advertising or if you're looking for a speaker for your next event, profit or nonprofit organizations are certainly encouraged to give us an email. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And yes, there are two S's in there. So that's albertlewisradio@aol.com to get in contact with us. We're still working on our website. I sometimes have to ask myself, what the hell am I doing? Sometimes when I hire people, huh? I'm promised this date, I'm promised that date, and still nothing. So email is the best way, or you can certainly get us on Twitter and Facebook at Albert Lewis Show. All right, that's Facebook and Twitter at Albert Lewis Show. Become a follower, let me know what you think on our Facebook and Twitter at Albert Lewis Show. Glad, once again, you can be with us. Hey, listen, it's a kind of a radio show that we can sit down and talk about things. You know what I mean? Educate each other. Your responses. Every week I get responses from you guys that I kind of learn something, too. I don't know it all. I'll be the first to say I don't know it all. So just get me on those platforms, and we can certainly talk about it. But I am outraged about the story about Freddie Mac, man. I mean, come on. Anyway, we're being sponsored by Square Circle Wireless. You see, we got a new sponsor this week. SquareCircleWireless.com. Save up to 50% on your telephone bills with no contracts. Square Circle Wireless. We'll give you more information on that in a little bit. You know, I was perusing through this thing. We'll get to that Freddie Mac story in about 1 second here. But I was sad to see that Soul Train creator Don Cornelius was found dead in his home. Age of 74, excuse me, and apparent suicide. That's what it says here. Wow. Sad story, too. Let's see what else here. City tells Snooki and whatever to stay out. Who cares? Who cares about this thing? How did this dumb person get to be so famous? You see, this is where America is. It's amazing. Where Snooki... Young lady like Snooki, who really knows nothing, who acts like an idiot. I mean, really, do we have a sense of need for people like that? Wow. Rest in peace, Don Cornelius. Companies with no layoffs. Wegmans. I don't know what Wegmans is all about. Let you hear. Mom would not let her do. What was it? What mom wouldn't let her do. Natalie Merchant. Story. Which famous couple eloped into Paris? Who cares? Will I be there with you? No. I'm just reading over stories, folks. I have one main story today in which I want to get through, but I'm trying to get to the other stories. The most powerful man in politics. He's worth $21.5 billion, and he's the eighth richest person in America, and can bring a huge war chest to any candidate. You see, as long I talk about this, if you look at some of our on-demands, folks, and by the way, glad those of you who are joining us from bbsradio.com/The Albert Lewis Show, glad you can join us. We're on there Thursday nights midnight, but 9 p.m. on the East Coast, and we welcome all of you from blogtalkradio.com, just the two of our many platforms we have, but those two are internet-based. Glad you can join us here on the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. And who is this man they're talking about? Ah, Mr. Sheldon Adelson has made headlines. Ah, see, as long as there's money Washington, folks, someone can influence. How about that decision with all these PACs? You know, we were listening to these PACs that support Gingrich and Mitt Romney. You know what this is? You know what? If Al-Qaeda ever raised enough monies, they can go and advertise in a PAC. Think about it. Our enemies now can now raise monies and actually advertise for the candidate they deemed to be the weakest. Only in America, folks. Only in America. That means an enemy can raise enough monies, put enough monies behind a candidate, because it's obvious they're not disclosing this. It's obvious you don't have to disclose where the money comes from when you have these super PACs. Well, that tells me that Americans are super screwed. Imagine super PACs where you can pour monies into something and raise, let's say, Obama is going to do less than Mitt Romney will to us. So let's put all of our money behind Obama because Obama may just be weaker in trying to get the enemy, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. But the super PACs are allowed to spend a lot of money to get candidates they can deem, and these are the possibilities, folks. These are the possibilities that an enemy can raise enough monies to go and put up a candidate. And you know what? It may be to their that may be to their benefit. Wow, this is amazing. And I think it was after that Supreme Court decision about monies. You know, as long as there's money in politics, I'm sorry, but I don't have that money. So I don't have money to give to the candidate. So I guess my vote doesn't count. And I'll stand by that because it doesn't. It really does not count. And neither does yours unless you give a lot of money, unless you're part of this great thing called influence in Washington. And we all know that the special interest groups and lobbyists have a lock on that. So what does your vote count? Think about it, really. Now, I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom guy. I'm not being ignorant here, folks. At the end of the day, we're just instruments used to pull a lever. As we get influenced by super PACs and all this money. In the meantime, there's still people starving. There are still people in need in this world. But they can spend millions upon tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars on super PACs. Wow. That says a lot about a certain society. Anyway, I want to get to the story, which was brought up by NPR, I think, was one of the players in this story about this Freddie Mac betting against homeowners. It's an outrage. Now let's get to this. Freddie Mac is an organization, in case you don't know, that provides loans to people at a cheaper rate that was supposed to be backed by the government. Okay, now they're backed up by the government to give you and me a chance to own a home. To give the opportunity for you and me to perhaps buy a house or have a better chance of getting a house. So Freddie Mac, which is just one of the, there's Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. What kind of names are those? But Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae who are, give, hey, they make an ability for, give an ability for those who otherwise may not be able to afford a home to afford a home. Great. This is great what the government's doing, huh? It's great. It's good government policy. Wow. Thank you, Freddie Mac. Thank you, Fannie Mae. But let's sit with Freddie Mac because the story is really about Freddie Mac today. So we get Freddie Mac, who is there, and their government arm. And by the way, they were taken over by taxpayers because they were so in a hole due to this past housing burst, if I can say it. It was a bubble that burst, and now the taxpayers. So here's Freddie Mac to the rescue. Many of you are underwater with your homes. Many of you are still trying to get mortgages for homes that you need. And here to the rescue is Freddie Mac, who's, well, it's a government entity. It's owned by the people, and we're going to give people a chance to perhaps. And by the way, they are less likely than a bank to give you a loan nowadays. That's how tight things have got. So boo-hoo to the American Institution of Mortgages to help people get mortgages, huh? But here's the twist to this one, and it's an outrage, and I can't understand why Americans still have their hands in their pockets, especially you homeowners who have a Freddie Mac loan, all right? They're betting against you. They are betting that you lose your home. So the twist here, if I was a bank and I was betting on the other side that you were to lose your homes, I'm going to make it pretty damn hard for you to keep your house. I don't care if you dropped off a month or 2 months behind a mortgage. I don't care. I don't give a damn. Because in the other side of my organization, I am betting that you lose that house. I'm going to take your house, and I'm going to make money on taking your house, and then I'm going to resell your house. This is the way it is, folks. Anyway, I want some of the experts to really explain this. We have a couple of sound bites on this. By the way, Twitter or Facebook me at Albert Lewis Show, once again, Albert Lewis Show, Facebook and Twitter. Or you can email me. Email me direct. Listen, just get to the email. That's the quickest way. Email me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. We'll get our website up pretty damn soon. I'm going to really kick some butt after I finish this program. I want the website up, and I want it up now. I'm paying good dollars for this. Oh, John Q. Public, me American. Wow. And I love this country so much, but look at this. Now, what else does this kind of practice, where else in our great country does these kind of practices prevail? Can't believe it. Mortgage company betting against you. What a chance. What chance do you have to keep your home? I don't know, but let's listen in. What's happening?
If you're like most Americans, you probably don't like Freddie Mac very much. Well, here's a reason to hate them even more. According to NPR and ProPublica, Freddie Mac, their investment arm, has actually been betting against Americans' ability to refinance through the purchase of some derivative securities called inverse floaters. And it's sort of a technical thing, and it's a little bit complex. But basically, Freddie Mac is investing in these securities that pay off if people aren't able to refi.
So I love it. I just love this. I just love this. If people aren't able to refi, what are the chances of you getting refied when on the other side of the ticket, they're betting against you? What are the chances of that, folks? By the way, if I sound angry, isn't this a reason to get angry? Wouldn't this be a terrific reason to get really teed off? You know, I don't even have a mortgage with Freddie Mac. What the hell am I getting teed off for? I get teed off for you Americans. How's that? I'm just a regular John Q. Public. I get teed off for you. Because Americans are still just watching their reality shows. Especially those of you who have Freddie Mac loans. Come on now. Unbelievable.
They're supposed to be in the business of helping people refi.
Okay, so they're supposed to be, right. Helping people refi. Wow. What a concept.
Right. And the details are totally arcane. And I'm sure Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to argue, oh, no, it's just this. And you got to emphasize that and all that stuff. Forget all that. What it is a proprietary trading desk.
Yes.
Within Freddie Mac, a company that is supposed to exist merely to lubricate the mortgage market. That's it.
Lubricate the mortgage market. I think they're lubricating more than the mortgage market, folks. Whenever society can stand to do this, there's a problem. So listen to all of the technicalities. Lubricate the market. Excellent.
Just make owning and getting a mortgage cheaper than it otherwise would be. So you've got that engine, and then you've got this gambling desk where executives at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac just mint money for themselves, bigger bonuses, everything else, just like a Wall Street trading shop.
Okay, there's your trick right there. Just like a Wall Street trading shop. And we all know what happened when Wall Street traded. We all know what happened to the economy when Wall Street started trading stuff. By the way, the host to this program, it's called Daily Ticket, and the host is Henry Blodgett and Aaron Task. They're the two hosts that you're listening to on Soundbites. Wow. More, please.
Lest we forget, this is an arm of the government now.
Yes.
It's not a private company. They used to have this ludicrous positioning where they were protected by a government guarantee, but were a private company, so they could pay themselves $10 million a year just for coming in and
Turning on the lights. There we go. Back to the Wall Street practices. When will it stop? When will our president, when would any administration stop this kind of practice? You know, folks, this has been going on for a long time. And we sit here in the greatest country in the world, which is arguably now the greatest country in the world, because I think now we moved down to number 10 last survey. If you look back a couple of programs, I did an outline on where America stands against the rest of the world. And we moved out to number 10. We're not number 1. We're number 10. And there's a reason why we're number 10 for this kind of garbage going on. Are the people, are the interests of the people really being addressed here?
I mean, the lights on in the morning, having this subsidized business, wouldn't we all want that? But now, because they blew it so badly, they have been publicized into the government. We own them, and they still have a gambling desk.
They still, you know, a gambling desk, come on. So they still gamble against the American people. Is this not an outrage for you folks where your mortgage company can have the right to gamble whether you make your mortgage or not? So what are the chances of you getting refinanced by this government entity who's supposed to help you out when on the other side they still have gambling going on? They are still gambling with your home. They're still gambling against you with your money. I love it. I just love this. And nobody, I haven't heard any politician at outrage. I haven't heard anyone in outrage. Nobody. Just business as usual. Why not? It's just the American people. So what? So what? Just the American people. Who cares? Anyway, we're going to get more into the story. It's an outrage. Freddie Mac betting against homeowners. We'll come back with that and much, much more next on the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored Talk Radio Without the Rules. Hey, listen, are you currently spending too much money on your cell bill? With Square Circle Wireless, you can lower your cell bills up to 50% with no contract. That's right, up to 50%. They represent nearly every cell phone carrier. And if you're not in a contract, you can start saving money right now. When you sign up, you can sign up for any phone plan you want, and you will receive a free Bluetooth or a free Jupiter Jack. I love Jupiter Jack, by the way. All right, for the first time in 40 years, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are allowing hardworking individuals to become cell phone dealership owners. Wow. And little out-of-pocket costs. This is a great way to get Americans back on their feet and working. You can start earning money right now while working full or part-time from your home. And they donate a percent to nonprofit military veterans. They have over 100 new in-the-box replacement phones and flip phones to choose from. So you can visit their site for the phones at squarecirclewireless.com. That's squarecirclewireless.com, or call 224, that's the area code, 202-7575. Please leave a message if you don't get through. Once again, that's area code 224-202-7575. You can also email them at info@squarecirclewireless.com. Call today and start saving money tomorrow. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a speaker for your next event, I'm certainly available. Just contact me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. Profits and nonprofits are encouraged. Look for a keynote speaker, a motivational speaker for your next event, or a product presenter, or even audiobooks. Just contact me at albertlewisradio@aol.com, and I'll have one of my reps contact you direct. All right, we're back. This is the Albert Lewis Show, uncensored. It's talk radio without the rules. You can certainly get us on Twitter and Facebook by at Albert Lewis Show. On the Facebook and Twitter, that's at Albert Lewis Show. I got to stop mixing up the two. email along with all of the social media site platforms. On Twitter and Facebook, at Albert Lewis Show, and my... My email is albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, by the way. So just contact us there. And hey, listen, radio works. If you want to advertise, get your message across the air just like you're listening. There are tens of thousands of other people listening, and it's very inexpensive to do so. Just contact me on my email. Rates are great. Listen, for $150 for the month, holy moly, on this program, get 4 weeks. Yeah, I'm telling you the price. $150, get yourself a live spot just like the one you heard per month. You get 4 weeks just for the month, $150 on all of our various platforms right here on the Albert Lewis Show Uncensored. Great way. Just contact me on our email at albertlewisradio@aol.com. That's albertlewisradio@aol.com. All right, so we were discussing Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac is actually betting against those who are looking for loans. I can't believe it. So before we went on the break, the way it is Freddie Mac makes loans for you folks. Okay, you're looking for loans and you're looking for a good way to mortgage that or find that mortgage in which you can't find otherwise because simply it's hard. Banks are not lending. Well, imagine Freddie Mac not lending. Or imagine Freddie Mac lending and they're betting against you. Let's see what it says here. By the way, this was brought up by NPR and ProPublica. They're the ones who report that. Excuse me. And just a little bit of history, folks, here. Washington stepped in to shore up the balance sheets of these troubled mortgage lenders in 2008. Now, here's this. Washington spent over $169 billion at the height of the housing market collapse. Any risk bets Freddie makes will technically affect taxpayers, all taxpayers. Freddie Mac has asserted that its investment arm, a division that places bets against homeowners via complex mortgage securities, is walled off. Well, it's obviously not walled off. Obviously, it's still happening. Anyway, here's more in this report.
Give me a break.
It's ridiculous. First of all, I should note, this story only pertains to Freddie Mac. We don't know if Fannie Mae was doing the same thing. I wouldn't be shocked if it turns out that they are. It's just about Freddie. And they say, look, this part of the business was walled off from the part of the business that actually says to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, yes, you can get a refi or not, which is what Freddie Mac is supposed to be doing. But to your point, it was always a problem when they were quasi-public-private that they had this government backing, and yet they had a profit margin, a profit motive. Now they're in a conservatorship. The profit motive should go out the window. They should only be there to serve the taxpayers. We own them, and we're taking on this risk. If this bet blows up, who do you think they're going to come to pay for it? It's going to come back to us as taxpayers. So we're getting it from both ends, really, from Freddie Mac. I mean, they're not refinancing, which is hurting the housing market.
So here we go. How's that? They are not refinancing. It is hurting the market. They're supposed to be refinancing. This is a government entity that's supposed to be helping the people. This has been what's going on for years, ladies and gentlemen. Years and years. You think government really helps you? I'll share a little bit of personal myself. You may not like me for this, but I don't care. But if you are on government dole, if you aren't taking anything from the government, from welfare to food stamps, and we do need to help, don't get me wrong. I am talking about on long term, over 2-3 years. You're just subjected to what they say. You have no say. You're taking from them. You're taking from the taxpayers who pour this money, tax money, the middle class, who are ultimately getting screwed in this country. Big time. You know why? I'm a middle class person, lower middle class, and I feel it on my behind. Big time. Big time. Not that I'm inserting anything up there. Don't get me wrong. I'm just using this metaphorically. But big time, we're getting screwed. Enough with taking monies and just giving it away. If you're taking dole, you know, that's why they say some people who are on the government dole for many, many, many years shouldn't be voting, because they're voting for themselves. They know better than Congress voting a raise for themselves. They're looking for the candidate that can most give them. Stop being given to, folks. You can't do nothing when the government's giving you. Get off your asses. Do something about it. That's all. Get off your asses and do something about it. Create something. Build something. Stop bitching and complaining that the economy. Every job I created for myself, I created. Last 20 years, every job I have, I've created. I didn't go and step into, I created something. I created a product or service. I created a radio, a media company. Look, this is just one of the things I do for my media company, a radio show. That, by the way, that plays on several internet platforms and several secular on-the-air platforms. And I made people, they have a value. The Albert Lewis Show has value. People listen to the Albert Lewis Show. You advertise on the Albert Lewis program, people will hear your message. You get your phones ringing, or you get your websites humming. That's where I create. I created a value on the Albert Lewis program, which is just one of the things I do. I created it out of the air. Same thing with cars. I started to buy and sell cars. It's like just the same. You buy cheap, you sell high. You buy low, you sell high. You find a car. Somebody's selling a car. You look at the Craigslist. Look under your classified ads. You find a car, especially if you have some skills, a mechanic or body shop. You find a car. You buy it low. You convince them, hey, listen, the car needs work, blah, 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 blah. You buy it low, and then you sell it higher. And there are so many tools on the internet that you can use in order to do that. I created that opportunity. I didn't go to someone and ask for a job. I created that. And there are enough tools out there, like Kelly Blue Book and Edmunds.com, that I can evaluate the commodity. Look at a car as it was a commodity. You buy it low, you sell it high. If there are problems, you fix it as cheap as you can, and then you sell it, because the freaking car companies are just reaming you. And everybody knows used cars are just going higher, higher, and higher, thanks to that cash for clunker way back then. But it's just a commodity. You got to look at it as a commodity. You can do this tomorrow. Go buy and sell cars. People need cars, especially in rural areas or suburbs. Suburban America, where they cannot afford cars. And what you do is you buy it low. A lot of people are selling, or you pass by cars, you see cars without a plate. People are trying to sell their cars. A lot of Americans are lazy. And I'm not talking about the majority of you. Please don't get teed off on me. But that's the bottom line. This is how you stay away from government dole. And you can do this with just about everything. There's eBay out there. There's so many opportunities for a decent thinking, common sense thinking American to go out there and make a little something, especially in the advent of the internet. Enough. You take public dole, you have no say, because your say will be whatever candidate will give you the most. Right now, President Obama is just giving money away. Give here, give there. I'm horrified. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on this rant until after I was over with this Freddie Mac story. Anyway, where was I? See, I digress. I get into a rant, but it's true. I mean, think about it. True. Now, let me get your comments. AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. That's AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. Contact me there. That's the only way to contact. I'm not doing phones just yet, because we're trying to get this program on several platforms, all to be on the same page. You wouldn't be surprised what media in America is all about, too. But anyway, that's another story. Let's get back to this Freddie Mac story on how Freddie Mac is reaming you, the homeowner. Especially if you have a loan with Freddie Mac, you should be outraged. Really.
And they're betting that they make money if that doesn't happen. So they're in conflict, and we're on the hook either way.
So, betting on money. See, it's all about money in this country. It's all about the mighty dollar. Who cares about you? If you don't got dollars to show me, that's it. We've become that. And you know what? Now, mark my words, 10, 15 years from now, when we have this third world economy, only those who are hustlers will survive. I'm a hustler, so I don't care. I don't care about you if you don't care about yourself. How's that? I don't care about you unless you make an effort. I'll help you out, but I don't care about you because you don't care about me. This is where things have gone. This is why whenever I look at the Republican debate, I look at it and I tell myself, you know what? It's all the same crap. You're promising crap, empty substance. I don't vote anymore. What the hell? If I'm going to wait on a line, I'm going to wait on a cheese line. Because at the end of the day, I have to help myself, and they're not helping me. Say, I don't care. Accuse me of being anti-American. Well, you're an idiot to fall for this stuff. You're an idiot to go out there and get excited about voting and everything, thinking they're going to help you. No, they're not. And I have proof of it. A lot of it. Anyway.
That's right. And so what they might say to that is, hey, at least we can create a profit for you, taxpayers. Shut up and stop being so ingrateful. We've got these brilliant gamblers, and yes, they're going to produce some money instead of just being a sinkhole like we've been for the last 5 years.
So, again, they can prove money. I never see any of that money. You will never see any of that money. But what you will see is your paychecks decreasing. What you will see is less and less taxes being paid. I'm appalled that my wife's getting less back this year than ever. Same income, just a lot less back. That's appalling to me. I got upset, too. Started working on her taxes the other day. What are we getting just this back? That's less than half what we used to get back. Everything stayed the same. Bottom line is, folks, you got to wake up. Wake up, stupid. You got to wake up. Now, this is pretty amazing. This kind of crap is still happening at Freddie Mac. And they cannot provide a response here. No one has a logical response. Where's the government? Where's Obama? Where are the senators? Where's Congress on this matter? But you know what? Because it's just contained to the people, the you and I of the world, and nobody gives a damn. And I'm proving it to you. Just look up that story, Freddie Mac betting against homeowners. Latest GSE outrage. Just Google it for yourself. I'm not a man with a microphone to start spreading lies. I'm a man with a microphone with a mission, is to tell you and try to wake up Americans to what's really going on out there. All right, let's continue with this story.
Fine. Get the government out of the gambling.
Right, I'm saying as long as the government is owning them, they shouldn't be doing this.
Could this be a bigger indication? Can we just dissolve these things, please?
No, it's because as long as government wants their money. It's not. Government wants their money. As a matter of fact, Freddie Mac has actively supporting efforts for borrowers to realize the benefits of refinancing the mortgages to lower rates. By the way, speaking about lower rates, we all know that big business and banks and everyone else, they're borrowing at 0.25%. That's a quarter of a percentage point. Why should they lend to you when they can easily invest it in something else that's far more secure and earn maybe a percent and a half? That's why they're not lending. We finance more than $170 billion in mortgages, helping nearly 835,000 borrowers save an average of $2,500 in interest rate payments over the next year. 835,000 of you will save $2,500 in interest payments, but on the other side, they're betting against you. $2,500 goes nowhere when your taxes go up. $2,500 in savings do nothing when everything else is going up, huh? It's the numbers. It's a shell game. It's a big shell game.
And yes, mortgage rates are going to go up a little bit. Fine. End the nightmare.
You're absolutely right. And that's been a huge whiff by Congress, by the Obama administration, that Dodd-Frank didn't touch Fannie and Freddie. They just didn't want to deal with it. President Obama.
It's not that they didn't want to touch it. They didn't want to deal with it. It's that they saw a casino, and which is to their favor. That's what happened. It's a casino to their favor. This Freddie Mac stuff. You know, once again, if you go on to blogtalkradio.com/Albert Lewis Show, you get my on-demands. Listen to some of the other programs. I really highlight a lot of what's going on out there. And it's not that you don't know. I put it out there. I put it out there. The fact of the matter is, once again, I'm not a man with a microphone with a special mission. I'm not going to spread lies. I just take the information that's out there. I disseminate that information, and then I just put it out there. For those of you to realize, for those of you to see for yourselves, Google it. Everything I say, just Google it. Some things are my opinion, some things are not. Even on the archives, just Google it. You'll see. I'm just bringing it up to you. I'm bringing it up to your attention. Anyway, let's continue.
Obama last week stated he talked about helping Americans refi. He didn't really put any meat on the bone to say how you're going to do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Obama. No meat. None of the politicians have put meat on anything over the last 50 years. It's just strict over... You know, I'm going to help America. You know what? I should run for president. Why? Because I'm going to help create jobs. I'm not going to tell you how to create jobs. I can't do that, can I? That means I have to come up with a plan. I'm going to get America back working again. Yeah, that's me. Vote for me for president. And I'm going to lower taxes. Not that we're not in a big deficit. And by the way, the only way to get out of a big deficit is to cut spending severely and raise taxes severely, because that's the only way any public municipality can really do it. But I'm going to go around and say, I'm going to lower taxes. In the meantime, we're just going to borrow more money at more interest rate, and we're going to owe more people, and soon we'll be owned by the world. Let them tell us what to do. If they want us to run around in pink underwear, we're going to have to do it, because we don't leverage ourselves out. But I did keep my word. Amazing.
You can imagine that Fannie and Freddie are somehow going to be asked to play a role or encouraged to play some role in that. So it's we have to get off of this system. And while we're on this system, you can't have Freddie Mac going out and making these kind of bets.
Yeah. In other words, while you're on the tit, you can't have this kind of stuff going on. And that's exactly what they do. Keep you on the tit. I got that phrase from latest HBO show, House of Lies. I love that show. Oh, you got to watch it. It is something a little bit out there, but anyway, nevertheless, that's where I got that phrase from. Now, I'm not blaming them, and it is inappropriate for radio. I'm sorry, and I probably got bleeped out from some of the on-air networks, but anyway. That's what it's all about, folks. Freddie Mac, betting against you, John Q. Public. Let's see here. This concerning Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Both companies has been in the hot seat before over payments to their CEOs and top executives. The salaries from Michael Williams and Charles Haldeman Jr., the departing CEO of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, were expected to be in the high as $6 million each. Though both companies reported deep financial losses. Once again, let's get this straight. The CEOs and top executives of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are going to earn up to as high as $6 million each. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about, your money. They're going to earn as much as $6 million each, although both companies reported deep financial losses. California has filed a suit against Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac last December, asking the firm to provide extensive rejoiners about the property that they own and are in foreclosure. The Securities and Exchange Commission has brought civil fraud charges against former Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae CEO Daniel Mudd and former Freddie Mac Richard Syron, stating that the mortgage giants were untruthful about the subprime exposure. That's just one of the crimes that took place. That is just one of the crimes that took place. A lot of crimes took place from there. So, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, what the hell is going on, man? Anyway, that's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored. We have more on this story, and plus, what else can we find out there on this week to really be uncomfortable about it. We'll be back. It's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored Talk Radio without the rules.
I hold on so nervously to me and my dream.
Hey, let me tell you about me. That's right, Albert Lewis here. Listen, if you're looking for a public speaker for your next event, maybe you're having a corporate shindig, or you're a nonprofit and you want someone to motivate the troops. You know, public speakers do a lot. Motivational speakers actually do a lot for your organization. Why not take it out of a guy that has over 28 years of talk radio experience, over 28 years of broadcasting experience, and the ability to go out there and really talk to your troops? Well, certainly available. Here's what you can do. You can contact me on my email at albertlewisradio@AOL.com. That's albertlewisradio@AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. I'll get up there with the same fire and passion I do right here on the radio. And I represent your organization. By the way, audiobooks are also some of the services that I do. That's albertlewisradio@AOL.com. albertlewisradio@AOL.com. And hey, are you spending too much on your cell phone bill? Well, with Square Circle Wireless, you can lower your bills up to 50% with no contracts. That's right, up to 50%. They represent nearly all cell phone carriers, and you do not have a contract. You can start saving right now. That's if you don't have a contract. When you sign up for any of the phone plans, you'll receive a free Bluetooth or free Jupiter Jack. For the first time in 40 years, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and many others are allowing hardworking individuals like yourself to become a phone dealership. That's right, own your own dealership with very little out-of-pocket expenses. This is a great way to get America back on their feet and working. You can start earning right away while full and part-time from your home. And they donate 10% of the profits to military veterans. They have hundreds of new inside-the-phone replacement flip phones and so much more. The number is 224-202-7575, or you can email them info@squarecirclewireless.com. Email them. Tell me you heard it on the Albert Lewis program. info@squarecirclewireless.com. All right, we're back. It's the Albert Lewis Show, Uncensored Talk Radio without the rules. Get us on our social media platforms on Facebook or Twitter, and that's at Albert Lewis Show. That's right, Facebook or Twitter, at Albert Lewis Show. Get us there, and we'll be more than happy to get a tweet from you or get a Facebook. Or you know, follow us on our media, but you know what? Respond. Let me know that you're out there. Albert Lewis Show, all right, on Twitter and or Facebook. You know, I was just, excuse me, the little bit of time we had for this thing, I was just getting teed off. This is unacceptable, folks. It's your money. And this is what government is doing. They're not helping you out. You know, I don't have a thing about government. What I do have a thing is, I do have a thing against government, especially when they don't do the right thing. They're supposed to be out here helping you. They're supposed to be out here doing the right thing. You know, we don't want government interference. But I got to tell you something. You let the crooks run rampant when you have no government. And that's how this big housing thing happened. I go back to talk about how now these super PACs, you know, and they started, I guess, this year. When you look at Romney and when you look at Newt Gingrich and all these super PACs spending millions of dollars to influence election. See, you become the fool. And I tell you why you become the fool. You become the fool because you roll along with it. All they need you to do is to pull a lever. Because they can't have millions of people, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people pull a lever. So they fool you into thinking that, hey, your vote counts. When the bottom line is your vote don't count, and in my opinion. And I back up that opinion with a lot. Look at this Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae stuff. You think it's logical to pay executives up to $6 million for companies that have lost billions? You think that's logical? And the government knows that. Of course they do. They're not going to do anything about it because they haven't. Because, hey, don't forget, big business, big banks, a lot of the monies they need to run, They need it. See, this is why money in Washington is a real dangerous thing. Really, really, really freaking dangerous. Because at the end of the day, it's the monies that will influence everything. And you do not have that money. Can't believe that Super Bowl ads for this year are running up to $4 million for 30 seconds. Here's another story that really teased me off, and it's a sign of America going to hell in a paper basket. And I love this country, folks. Don't get me wrong. I love this country. I really do. But I can't see how Facebook is valuated. They're looking for IPO of $5 billion. At one point, someone said Facebook will be worth something to the effect, is worth something to the effect of $100 billion. Facebook creates nothing. How could it be more valuable than, let's say, General Motors, who make something tangible like cars and employ hundreds of thousands of people? You know, I hate advertising on my... How is this? You know, Mac does a real good... There we go. Mac does a real good job with not letting these pop-ups. But, yeah. Anyway. So, getting back to Zuckerberg's mega offering. He's trying to raise $5 billion. Now, they have over 800 users. But what does it create? What does Facebook create that allows them to be more important or more valuable than, let's say, a company that makes medication that helps millions of people live? Or a pharmaceutical company that makes tons of medicine to help people live? Or a manufacturer of some kind of device that helps and makes life easier? This is only, Facebook's just for the idiots that have nothing better to do. And there are plenty of idiots out there. 800 million, last counting. And now I use it on my show just to get the idiots, I guess, to respond and get them to at least communicate with me. But there's no value in that. Whether you communicate it with me or not, I can't create any more value than what I got on the radio show where you're listening and the advertisers advertise on this program. That creates value. Don't know what it's worth, but it creates value. Here's another thing. So you have so many of these companies here. So many big players, they say. You got the Goldman Sachs in there, and you got everybody in there. At the end of the day, what does it do? Can somebody please explain to me? Email me. Tell me something. Email me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. By the way, if you also want to advertise or anything else, use that email. albertlewisradio@aol.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Email me. Let me know. What does this company create? Facebook. What makes this such a valuable corporation? What about the company who have medicine out for polio or creating medication, vaccines, constantly working for cancer research? Somebody need to help me there because I don't understand this thing. Maybe I'm stupid. But I don't understand how a company can be worth so much and create nothing. As a matter of fact, their earnings were 15% of what Google earns as far as revenue is concerned. And yet, they're valued at more than Google. See, this is the paper money I talked to. This is going to be the destruction of this country. Because more and more, folks, we make nothing. We make nothing and is valued at all this money. So you take all this paper money you spend on paper products. You spend on paper products, all this paper money. In the meantime, people need real food. People need real housing. But no, the money's going to paper. Let's put it to paper. Let's invest $15 billion on Facebook. Paper. Let's put it on paper. Paper at the end of the day, when the paper goes to hell, paper is worth nothing. Paper, nothing. Let's not invest in growing food for the country. Paper. Let's not invest in digging oil out of our own shores and our own ground. But no, we got to invest in paper. Paper. This company over here, this media company over here. Oh, they invent. Look at that. They invent a way for people to communicate with somebody else. Let's pour billions into that. Paper. Let's take our paper. Paper money, put into paper. Somebody give me a Monopoly board. Paper. Let's not invest in that company who can find a true cure for cancer without the politics. But let's spend in this. Paper, paper, paper. Let's put paper over here. Hey, look, there's another media company. Paper, paper, paper. That's all it is, folks. Paper. If you can't see that, I can't help you. This is why I somewhat like educated listeners. Because educated listeners can understand. They can respond. Look at this. Mitt, not concerned with the very poor. Yeah, let's see what that's all about. Mitt Romney, not concerned with the very poor. Paper, paper. He's concerned with the paper. From Bain Capital, paper. He put money, he put paper into paper. Make more paper. Great. That's what Mitt does. That's what Mitt did. It's paper. I'm not concerned about the poor. Okay, you know what? Let me get a soundbite on this. Let's see what Mitt's talking about. Let me get true soundbites. This is live soundbiting, folks. We're doing this live as this thing go on. Let me see if I can get a soundbite or two. Mitt, not concerned about the poor. Paper. Paper. Hold on. Let me see if this thing works. Trying to get this going here.
Americans, I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it.
All right, I know I said last question, but I got to ask you. You just said, I'm not concerned about the very poor because they have a safety net. And I think there are lots of very poor Americans who are struggling who would say, that sounds odd.
Finish the sentence, Soledad. I said, I'm not concerned about the very poor that have a safety net, but if it has holes in it, I will repair them.
Got it. Okay.
Paper.
The challenge right now.
Paper.
We will hear
that's
from
what
the
you got.
Democrat Party, the plight of the poor.
Ah, enough. Shut up. Paper. Of course he's not concerned with the poor. They don't do nothing for him. And the second part of that statement was just to hide his hole. It was just to hide. You know, you say something. You know what? I hate black people, but my second statement is, some of my best friends are black. Go and use it's like using the N-word. The heck with the N-word. But then, how about, some of my best friends are black. That's all that was. I don't care about the poor. Of course not. Poor does nothing for him. Absolutely nothing. Oh, boy, I can really rant, huh? But listen, I just tell it the way it is. That's the God-honest truth. That's all I'm about. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Albert Lewis Show. And listen, tell your friends about it. And once again, hit us on our paper platforms, on our Twitter and Facebook, at Albert Lewis Show. I'll appreciate that. And listen, if you're looking for advertising, because I do create something, just like you're listening, you cannot deny the fact that you're listening, all right? And on these wonderful radio platforms, a lot of people listen. So just contact me at albertlewisradio@aol.com. AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. We spell Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And also, if you're looking for a speaker, motivational or keynote speaker for your next event, profit and not profits are certainly encouraged to contact me, AlbertLewisRadio@AOL.com. In the upcoming weeks, I'm going to pick subject matters that are going to help you, the people. That's what I am all about. That's what this program is all about. We're going to help people. We're going to bring services and products. We're going to put them into our spotlight, and they are here to help people. They're not about paper, paper, and everything. Pour paper into that, pour paper into that. We're out of the ballgame, folks, because you know what? I need real food to eat. I need substance. I need to fill my belly with real food. I need to live in a real shelter where there's a roof and it rains. I'm not getting wet. Where it's cold outside, it's warm inside because my heating bill, that takes real oil or real gas to heat up my home. It's not paper, paper, paper stuff. We live in a paper world, and soon that paper is going to burn, and we're going to all burn with it. Guarantee you, if we don't straighten things out. Anyway, till next week. Don't forget to join us on Blog Talk Radio, where our live shows are Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And on bbsradio.com, our live show is on Thursday nights at midnight, 9 p.m. on the West Coast. And really, it's about common sense, folks. I really love you. And I wouldn't be saying that. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't. Anyway, till next time, God bless you. Take care. And don't forget to write me. Would love to know what you think.